I started selling pot at 7th and Market when I was jobless and behind on rent. The plan was to sell in the morning, take a break, fill out job applications, sell some more in the evening, and call it a night. My goal? Make enough money to breathe and then fly straight. It didn't work out that way. On the streets, long-term goals shrink to 24-hour shifts of survival. You're hustling to get a hotel room that night, then you're hustling to keep that hotel room until you go to jail. You get out, and then you return to the streets and your long-term goals. Sometimes, Carl's Jr. was my bed at night. Once I was there at 4 a.m., dozing, waiting till Bart opened. All these other guys were standing around bragging about how long they had been on the streets. "I've been out here since the Fun Center," one guy said, when they had an arcade down on Market. Another guy said he had been out there since Greyhound was on 7th Street. They were laughing. I opened my eyes and said, "Do you seriously think that this is an accomplishment?" They laughed harder. They thought I was joking. I walked out in the morning and looked around and saw what the young guys would look like when they got older. I thought, this can't be me. I went to a job fair. The first lady I talked to about a security job said, "You can start tomorrow." So I did. I haven't sold drugs in 13 years, but I still go to 7th and Market. The street is my front yard. I talk to my neighbors about all sorts of things. Our latest topic, how we're not going to go camp out and complain about the 1%, when almost all of the 99% is trying to be the 1%. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's the 99% turning me down for better jobs, although I blame nobody for my choices or mishaps. Now I'm walking above the street, but I'm still on it. The cops go by, they still stop and search me. I'm judged and stereotyped, but they cannot interfere with me no more. They cannot handcuff me no more. With a perspective, I'm Augustus Vargas.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.